You're listening to the Delane MD podcast. Now here's your host, Dr. Delane Vaughn.
Today we're briefly going to talk about who I am, what my history is, and then we're going to talk a little bit about my weight loss guide and what my recommendations are for people when they are trying to lose weight. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Delane Vaughn. I am a family practice doctor in Wichita, Kansas. Prior to going to medical school, I got my undergraduate degree in nursing, and I was an emergency room nurse for a number of years. I went on to get my medical degree at University of Kansas School of Medicine here in Wichita. I completed a family medicine residency at Wesley Medical Center. And then for the first two and a half years after residency, I worked as an inpatient physician in a town in Kansas, taking care of the ill patients in the hospital. About a year and a half, 2 years ago, I left that position and took a primary care position at a federally qualified health clinic here in Wichita, providing primary care to patients in the Wichita area. During all of my years as a clinician and a healthcare provider, I've come to the realization that about 80% of what we deal with in healthcare is related to lifestyle decisions that we make and health choices that we make. I realized that no matter what we've done in medicine to try to change this, there's been very little success stories. Initially, I thought what we needed in medicine and for our patients was more accountability, that if we had accountability partners or accountability programs for our patients, that they would make better decisions. I realized pretty quickly that that was not the case. After that, I thought maybe what our patients needed was more education. If they knew what they were doing to harm themselves and the ways that they were hurting themselves, that they would make better decisions. That was also not the case and did not have a lot of great results, despite hours of educating my patients. In medical school, we learned about motivational interviewing techniques. I thought maybe that was what patients needed. They need to hook into their motivation to inspire them to make healthier choices. And after a number of years implementing those techniques, I also realized that that was not what patients needed. That was not giving patients the results of their healthier lifestyle choices that were really imperative to making them healthier in general. As I neared 40, I started seeing my own health become vulnerable to the same exact things that I'd seen my patients struggle with. As a pregnant woman, I had had gestational diabetes with one of my pregnancies and was borderline gestational diabetic with the other of my pregnancies. I knew statistically that my chances of going on to develop type 2 diabetes were much higher than women who did not have gestational diabetes during their pregnancies. As I started to struggle with making good decisions for myself, realizing that I felt like I had very little control over what I ate and that I could see in my own horizons negative health impacts coming my way, the bad decisions that I would make revolved around candy and sodas. I had a substantial Diet Coke problem. I had no problem clearing a 12-pack of Diet Coke or more during a day. I also struggled with candy like M&Ms or Twix bars or Snickers bars or all of them in the same day. I would eat these from about 10 o'clock in the afternoon until I got home from work, coming home from work around 5:30 in the afternoon and feeling rather ill from the decisions I'd made during the day. Realizing that I had this impending risk of diabetes and knowing that my decisions of what I was eating was not really changing that risk, I started seeking out other ways to find healthier options for myself. I came across a life and weight coach, and her tagline was freedom from food. And I realized that that is what I wanted. I started to realize that my thoughts revolved all day long about what I would eat. What was the next thing I was going to eat? Was it the right thing to eat? Was it the wrong thing to eat? How would it serve me? How would I feel? Is this going to be what my body needs? Am I going to want to eat more? Am I going to be hungry afterwards? From the moment I woke up in the morning till the moment I went to bed, these were the thoughts that went through my head. And I really got exhausted from thinking about these things all the time. This tagline of freedom from food really caught me. I started listening to this life coach's podcast. Within about 6 weeks of implementing some of her strategies, I managed to drop about 10 pounds. I will tell you, the first couple weeks were not comfortable. I cut out carbohydrates, processed foods, and sugars from my diet. My brain was unhappy. I also cut out Diet Cokes from my diet, so I was pretty fatigued all the time, and in general pretty grumpy for a few weeks. That passed, though, and on the other side of that discomfort was a clear head, was afternoons that were no longer plagued with such severe fatigue that I would sometimes fall asleep in the middle of interviewing a patient. All of these things were gone. I felt much better. I felt much clearer. And I felt more in control of what I was eating, which was really, really the goal I was looking for. After about 6 months of listening to this life coach's podcast, I hired her on as my life coach and joined one of her group coaching sessions. It was a 6-month group session. All in all, I lost about 20 pounds, and I did actually gain freedom from food. After watching the changes that I saw in my own life, not just with food, but also with my thoughts around food, my thoughts around how I approach my coworkers, my family, my goals, my children, I realized that this was really the problem that every American, every one of my patients struggle with. They get upset with a coworker, they feel crappy about it, and they want to eat something that makes them feel better. And this is why they struggle to make healthy lifestyle decisions. I decided that this was a better way of delivering primary care than what I had been taught and trained to do in the medical community. I sought out the school that my own life coach had trained at and sought out their training program. And that's kind of what Delane MD was born of, was me looking for new opportunities to provide healthy lifestyle choices and training for clients and patients on making better choices for their life so that they might attain their own health and weight goals. So briefly, I'm going to discuss the weight loss guide that I've developed. This is available for anybody at DelaneMD.com. There are 4 steps that I recommend for everybody. These are kind of the basics. You have to do these to get to your goal. So the first of those steps is stop feeding yourself crap. What do I mean by that? I mean, our bodies are made of the earth, and we are made to eat the things of the earth. If you can't find it in nature, you probably need to not eat it. That includes bread and other processed foods. I think one of the common fallacies in diet and nutrition advice in America is that whole grain breads are somehow healthy for you, or that brown rice is somehow more healthy for you than white rice, or that whole grain crackers are fine, but not white crackers. The fact of the matter is you can't find crackers anywhere in nature to eat. You also can't find bread. You can bring me wheat, but we don't eat wheat in that form. We grind it up, we mix it with yeast and milk and eggs, and we throw it in an oven, and then we throw it in a bag and we put it on a shelf. Here's the deal. We are the only animals that do this. You do not see squirrels out there doing this. You don't see cows out there messing with their food. You don't see deer out there grinding down their grass and baking it up with something and putting it in a package on a shelf. We are the only animals in the animal kingdom that do this. And when we do this, we mess with our food to a point that it's no longer nutritious and it becomes more toxic to our bodies than nutritious to our bodies. So look for foods in their natural form and eat them primarily in that form. That is the first step. That means flour needs to be cut out of your diet. That means sugar needs to be cut out of your diet. Yes, sugarcane exists in nature. However, it's not in the way that we eat it. I have no problem with natural sugars, things that come in fruits, things that come in certain vegetables. I do promote avoiding processed sugars, processed flours, and processed carbohydrates. The next recommendation that I make is making sure that you get enough water. Your body needs 64 ounces every day of water to lose weight. So the process of lipolysis, that's the chemical process of breaking down fat, lipid, lipoid, all of these are the word foundation for fat. Lipolysis, lysis is the breakdown. That's what lysis means. It means we break things down. So the breakdown of fat requires you to be drinking water. And again, you need 64 ounces to get adequate amount of water so that you can go through the process of lipolysis during the day. I have said personally every reason out there that people would not like water. It makes me feel bloated. It gives me heartburn. It tastes bad. It's not as good as something else. I just don't like it. I have said all of these things. The fact of the matter is it's 64 ounces of water. If you're going to let these 64 ounces of water stand between you and your weight loss goals or your health goals, it makes me question your commitment to those things. If you get a 32-ounce glass of water, you chug one in the morning, you chug one in the evening, you've hit your goal. Again, you need this water to break down fat. Ironically, there's a lot of other things that you'll eat during the day. Beer, French fries, wings, candy, potato chips. All of these things make you feel shitty too, but nobody has any problem sucking those things down. But water, somehow we make every excuse for why we don't want to drink that or why we don't want to use that, even though it's beneficial to our body. So just get it down, whatever you have to do. I started using, like, initially I had to have my water very cold with lots of ice. That helped. I also used lemon and lime spritzer in my water. It gave it just a little bit of a zing to help it out. I do warn people to stay away from artificial sweeteners, Crystal Light type things that will make your water taste sweet or fruity. Even though there are no calories in those sweeteners, they do make your brain believe you're eating sugar, and therefore you release nutritional hormones that bring you out of your fat burning state and into a fat storage state. So I recommend against those sweeteners. The next thing that I recommend is sleep. You need 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Your body burns fat while it's asleep. So that's one part that's so very important to your weight loss goals. The next part is when you're exhausted, when you're fatigued, your body actually releases hormones to make you believe you're hungry. So you're going to want to eat food. And then because you're sleep deprived, you're going to make shitty decisions about whether to or not to eat food. So really not getting enough sleep works against you in so many ways. You're unable to burn the energy or the fat off that you need to. And on top of it, your body tells you you're hungry and your brain doesn't really have the stamina to make good decisions. So it's very imperative that you get enough sleep. Again, 7 to 9 hours, plan on it. I know there might be fun things to watch on television at night that keep you up late, but really in the end, are those things more important than your health goals? And that's really the question you need to ask yourself. And then lastly, the thing that I recommend to everybody about weight loss, I really think is the key to reaching your weight loss goals. I recommend making a plan. You make a plan and you stick to the plan. Always. So what does this look like? This looks like 24 hours in advance of your day, you make a plan about what you're going to eat. So I recommend that every time before you go to bed at night, you should know what you're going to eat the next day. And you should probably have already packed it because that makes your morning go a little bit easier. So say you've planned for a breakfast at 9:30 in the morning of an omelet with cheese and sauteed veggies. And that's your plan. You've made it, you've packed it up, and it's ready to go. When you get to work at 9:15 or 9:30 and you start baking up your omelet in the break room, you're going to notice that somebody brought donuts or somebody brought bagels or there are those great pastries that you love so much. And your brain in that moment is going to tell you, go ahead, that's what you want. That's what you really want. You don't really want your omelet. You really want that pastry. That's what's really going to satisfy you. Your brain is going to give you every reason as to why you want that pastry. But here's the magic of it. You stick to your plan no matter what, even when you don't want to. So here's what you can count on. You're going to make a plan, and you should put your money in the basket that you're not going to want to implement that plan when it comes time. You should just bank on that. That is what's going to happen. And no matter what, you're going to do the plan regardless, even when you don't want to do it. That is the key to weight loss. That is what will get you your goals. If you wait till you want to eat an omelet instead of a donut, you're never going to lose weight because you're never going to want to eat that. You're going to want to eat something crappier that's offered to you. Same thing's going to happen at lunch. You planned a good chicken salad. You've packed it. It's ready to go. You go into the break room to pull it out of the fridge. And what's in the break room? Pizza. Somebody ordered pizza. Your brain's going to tell you you should eat the pizza. I'm telling you, don't eat the pizza. Stick to your plan. Sticking to your plan is what is going to help you reach your goals. Not having a plan There's no hope for that. You can't even stick to a plan because you didn't make a plan. So every night when you're crawling in bed, you write down on a piece of paper next to your bed what you're going to eat, or you write it down on your phone, or even a step better, at 8 p.m., long before you're crawling in bed, you're packing up your lunch and you know exactly what you're going to eat the next day. And then the next day, you expect when you go to make that food, you're not going to want to eat it. You're going to want to eat something else, but you eat it anyway. You stick to your plan. And that is the magic of weight loss. That's how you get to your goals. So as you start to stick to your plan and you're not eating the things that you used to eat that you would enjoy, you're going to start to notice that thoughts about weight loss and thoughts about yourself and thoughts about whether you can do this, thoughts about your ability, inferiority thoughts, all of these things start to bubble up to the top. This is where life coaching and weight coaching is different. This is what we offer that is different from other commercial programs. Jenny Craig will give you a food plan, eat this, lose weight, win. Weight Watchers, count your points, stick within your points, you'll lose weight, you win. Nutrisystem, same thing, eat our prepackaged meals, this many meals a day, you'll lose weight, you'll win. The fact of the matter is none of those programs look at the thoughts that come up. So you follow the plan for 6 weeks, for 8 weeks, you may even lose weight for those 6 or 8 weeks. But then at the end of it, you get fatigued on willpower, on holding out, on keeping those thoughts at bay, on not looking at those thoughts and essentially pretending those thoughts aren't there. This is where weight coaching is different. We talk about those thoughts. We look at those thoughts and we figure out what's causing those thoughts. We figure out how to have better thoughts. That is what I have to offer as a weight coach. So for anybody who's interested in learning more about this, you can go to DelaneMD.com. You can click on the Contact Me tab or the Work With Me tab. How this typically works, if you're interested in my program, we will do what's called a mini coaching session. The mini coaching session is of no obligation to the client. We work through a topic that you're having issues with. We go through the coaching process so you can see how it works. We talk about the program, what is involved with the program, and whether that's right for you. If that's something you're interested in, please go to DelaneMD.com and click on the Work With Me tab. Send me a message. We'll set up some time to talk. Outside of that, if anybody has any questions, if anybody has any comments, anybody who's been implementing some of these techniques, as we've talked about these on the Facebook Lives, please let me know what your thoughts are, any problems that you're coming up against. You can send me a message again through DelaneMD.com. You can also send me a message through Facebook at DelaneMD. For those who are not aware, we do have Facebook Lives. They go every week until mid-spring of 2019. These Facebook Lives will be on Wednesday at 7 p.m. After March of 2019, our Facebook Lives will move to Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I hope to see everybody there. You can ask me questions in real time, and I will answer them as best I can. Until next week, please let me know if you guys have any questions, and I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Delane MD podcast. More podcasts are available at DelaneMD.com. If you're ready to permanently lose weight and prevent weight-related disease, contact Dr. Delane Vaughn by visiting DelaneMD.com or on Facebook at DelaneMD.